أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك لهم اللعنة ولهم سوء الدار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ra'd explained the difference between al-haq and batil, truth and falsehood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of the attributes of the people of truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cited different attributes and characteristics of theirs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are the ones who readily respond to every call that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes and the demand that's made on them by Allah and His Rasul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned their qualities as those who fulfill every pledge they make with Allah, every covenant that they make with Allah. They are those who maintain family relations and they do not sever and cut off relations with their relatives. They are those who persevere and who exercise patience and sabr. They are those who establish salah. They are those who voluntarily spend from what Allah has provided them secretly and openly. They are those who repel an evil with a good deed. So after they slip and err, they make up for it by performing a voluntary good deed. Allah then spoke of the rewards that they will receive in Akhirah in the concluding verses that we discussed previously. Allah says, Jannatu Adnin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the paradise and the type of gardens that they will dwell in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, them along with their spouses and along with their relatives and along with their parents who are righteous. They will all enjoy it. Allah spoke of how the angels will come and visit them, greeting them with the words of salam. Allah now speaks of the characteristics of the people of batil, falsehood. So you had the people of truth, their characteristics and what they shall receive for expressing those characteristics and good qualities. Allah speaks of the people from the other side. وَالَّذِينَ يَنْقُدُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who break and who sever and who go against the covenants and the pledges that they make with Allah, مِنْ بَعْدِ مِثَاقِ after it was made binding upon them, and وَيَقْتَعُونَ and they cut off, they sever, مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّوصَلُ that relations which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed them to maintain. So these are their qualities. Because if you are not concerned of the relationship you have with Allah and you don't mind breaking the covenant and the pledges that you have with Allah, you will have absolutely no regard for family relations. So Allah says they break the promises they make with Allah. Then يَقْتَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّوصَلُ whatever Allah Ta'ala instructed them to maintain in terms of relationships with others, they sever it and they cut off those ties. وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ and they cause mischief on earth. أُولَٰئِكَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what will they suffer? And what are the consequences of their deeds? أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those shall have اللَّعْنَةِ the curse from Allah. اللَّعْنَةِ actually means, it means literally means a curse, but اللَّعْنَةِ actually means one who is taken far away and who is distanced from the mercy of Allah. That is al-la'na. So Allah says, la'na is upon them, وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ and in the year after they shall have the most evil abode. Allah then goes on to say, with regards to rizq and sustenance, sometimes you find a person has a lot of provisions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expanded his provisions and Allah continues to do so. On the other hand, you find a person who has narrow provisions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restricts his provisions. Allah says this is the decision of Allah. Allah yabsut al-rizqa liman yasha. Bast. Allah says yabsut. Yabsut means to spread out, to expand something. Allah says Allah expands the provisions and the sustenance for whomsoever he wishes. Liman yasha. And wayaqdir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it narrow and he constrains it and restricts it for whomsoever he wishes. This is the decision of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his wisdom is the one who chooses to divide and to distribute his provisions and his risks amongst his servants as he feels appropriate. وَفَرِحُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they rejoice, they are happy. The disbelievers, Allah says, they rejoice and they are happy with the worldly life. They are just so happy with the worldly life. There is no akhirah for them. There is not. They just happy with the worldly life. It's always about the worldly achievements, the worldly accomplishments, the worldly luxuries. They say, live once. So live it to its full capacity. You only live once, that's it. And we say you only die once. We only die once. So that's what we are working for, that one death that we are going to experience. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَرِحُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They are happy with the worldly life. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah says, whereas in comparison to akhirah, when you compare worldly life to akhirah, Allah says, it is إِلَّا مَتَاعُ. It is only a little enjoyment. It is only a little provision in comparison to what the akhirah has in store for us. And Allah grant us understanding.